Biden's documents have brought the entire airline industry to a stop, at least that sort, something like that. This is the News Corp. Yeah, good morning, folks. It is Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? I guess it's Wednesday morning, January 11th. And I was just kidding about that. I'm just getting confused with all the news. It's just too much news to try to consume right now. As a news consumer, I have to say it's a little bit overwhelming right now. Oh yes, it is Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. Here we are, rolling up, ramping up the new year, the new Congress, the new way of doing things, a new attitude we have going on. And it is just a whole interesting bunch of stuff going on that we'll get into. Now, this morning, I happen to have in my fingers that have never been nicotine stained. I can't say my formerly nicotine stained. It's my fingers. And I have another cup of chai with me this morning with my Cinnabon Creamer. I do have a backup cup this morning as well, though. I didn't get started with this as early as I wanted to. Obviously, it's 9 o'clock Eastern Central Time. It's 10 o'clock Central Time, or Eastern Time. I'll get it straight sooner or later. And I have, I could have actually started the show about 5 o'clock this morning. I actually woke up. I was wide awake this morning at 5 o'clock. I got to bed early last night. Had a decent evening. Slept really well. But I woke up at 5 o'clock and I was kind of milling around doing some other things. I was kind of looking at some other stuff. I checked my emails and I got caught up in another couple products that I was looking at for video editing. Started, watching some YouTube videos on things that weren't involved in this podcast, and I kind of got caught up in that. Well, next thing I know, it's breakfast time, so I went down to get breakfast. So I just got back from doing that. Of course, after a little workout today. Today's my day for I usually hit it hard for 2 days, typically. I hit it hard for 2 days, and I kind of take a day, kind of more of a relaxing day. I didn't do as much today. I might do a little more of a workout a little bit later on before I head off to the office, the other location I got to go to. And then I'll be heading back here to the hotel. Not sure what I'm going to do for supper this evening. So I do have to have some errands to run on my way to the to the facility. So I don't know what I'll be doing. Regardless of that, yesterday I said my intro to the show was, the laughter is over and the crying begins. That's when the Democrats, they were all laughing at the supposed clown show that was going on in Congress with the whole, Kevin McCarthy thing. And they just thought that was, they were eating popcorn, drinking beer, watching the show. Thought it was real fun, real interesting. And of course, the one incident where we had Mike Rogers, I think is the guy's name, who kind of started going after Matt Gaetz, started getting in his face. I don't think he did it on his own. I think he actually stepped down on request from someone higher, from a couple committees. I think the steering committee or whatever he was on, where he was basically in charge of placing people in committees or, putting names forward for committees. He was taken off that as the chairperson. He's like, you stepped down from that position. In other words, he was asked to step down. When you point in someone's face and say, you're through, that this is vindictive activity. This isn't just having a disagreement. It's one thing if I argue with you or if I wrestle with you or if I fight with you over something, over a principle. It's very different if I start getting vindictive and start taking out and punishing you for that, for disagreeing with me. This is the difference between a dictator and someone who is a coworker or an associate. This is someone who wants to dictate power over you. In my opinion, the guy should be censored completely. That kind of activity, in my opinion, I realize that people are, passionate and they're getting all, worked up and the whole thing. And that's the problem. We shouldn't have leaders like that in place. Those people should be stepping down. They should be saying, you know what? I'm a little bit too wrapped up in this thing. I apparently can't control my emotions. I can't sit back and be self-evaluating at all. I'm getting too personally involved in this, and I need to step down from this whole position because I'm not a level-headed individual. Yeah. I work with some people like this once in a while, and I got to tell you, they have no business being doing the work we're doing. And most of them eventually get weeded out. They end up doing something. Hopefully not at not at the cost of someone else being hurt. And that's kind of the biggest issue we have with is safety with those kinds of individuals. Now, so what we have going on here, let's talk a little bit about the news media is all Twitter. Now, with Joe Biden and his classified documents at the Penn Biden Center. Now, what this is the, I think it's Pennsylvania University, Penn University, Penn State University, I believe has a, you know, he was put in as an adjunct professor or whatever they put him in as. He went and made a couple speeches. And, of course, they have this center called the Penn Biden Center, which is like an archive building. Well, he had a bunch of boxes in there. Now, supposedly, right before the midterm election, Biden's lawyers were going through boxes. Biden's lawyers. Now, I don't know what if you've ever had a lawyer or not. If you've hired a lawyer. Now, maybe he's got lawyers on full-time staff, and he just has them running around in closets going through papers. I don't... You know, Jesse Waters, who I'm not a super big fan of Jesse Waters. I think it's just his attitude. I don't mind his show, and I don't mind the opinions he has. I just don't really like to watch him because of his attitude. I think it's just a general attitude. It rubs me the wrong way. Maybe in person I'd get along with the guy fine. I don't like him on the show. I don't know him personally. I don't know anything more about him. All I can say is I just don't like his show. I don't like his style on the show. And but I have to say, I was listening to this segment that he did on the whole Biden thing, and he asked all the right questions. He did all the right math. Let's just say it that way. Biden had these documents. Now, this is not the same as Donald Trump on many levels. And of course, that's what the legacy media now, the CNN and MSNBC, are flipping over backwards, trying to bend around saying why this is different. This is so much different than what Trump did. Now, they're saying it to protect Biden. I'm saying this because it actually is criminal what Biden did. This is actually a criminal act, what happened here. Biden was not the president. Biden was the vice president. He does not have the same kind of security clearance issues or authority that the president has. Now, if Barack Obama told him to take these boxes and put them in a closet in the Penn Biden Center, now here's the problem with this whole thing. These documents, the National Archives never requested these documents from Biden. This is where they're getting into this. This is where we're getting into the weeds on this thing. What they're saying is that, and this was a trap, by the way. When they went to Mar-a-Lago, they came and got these documents. They had requested these documents from Trump, and of course Trump was fighting back and saying, no, they were talking to the lawyers, there's in this communication with the lawyers. Then the National Archive librarian basically said, we need to go raid the place and get those documents out of that locked facility. The facility that you said, that the FBI said was okay, or the Secret Service, or whoever it was that looked at it, said it was okay. Oh, now we got to go raid the place and open it up and take those documents. And we mean to make it look like he was just stashing them someplace in a bathroom somewhere. We have to go through Melania's underwear as well at the same time. And the kids, you know, Barron's stuff too as well. So they went through all this stuff. They get these documents. Well, when they come in and they raid the place, they take these documents, and then they made a lawyer sign off to say, we have all the documents. There's nothing else. Okay, we'll sign off. You got all the documents. Uh-oh, we found that there's more documents. There's documents missing. See, that was a trap. Now they can get him on obstruction, which is, they should never have signed off on that. Well, I don't know if you took all the documents or not. I don't know what you took. I can't guarantee you took everything. It's like me coming in and me grabbing a bag from the person at the grocery store, making them sign off that everything that was in the bag that they Or me going out and giving the grocery store a list of things I'm going to go collect from the grocery store. And as I walk out the door with the bag, I make them sign off that I got everything that I had on the list. And I come back and say, "Well, this stuff isn't in the list. It isn't in the bag." "Oh, now I'm going to sue you. Now you're a criminal. You're obstructing me from being able to get my stuff." That's how ridiculous that whole scenario is. However, this whole thing, what's weird about this is that the Penn Biden Center was not opened until a couple years after Biden left office. The closet did not exist. So the question is, where were these documents between the time Biden left office and the time the Penn Biden Center was opened? And why did the National Archive Office not even know that these documents existed? Right before the end of 2016, right before the election, actually between the election and the end of 2016, beginning of 2017, right before Trump was being sworn in, Biden made a trip to Ukraine. Some of these documents are about Ukraine. Some of these documents are about Iran or Iran. Wouldn't it be interesting to know exactly what these documents are about? Well, they're classified. We can't let anybody know what they are about because, that would criminalize Biden probably. I don't know what, it's one of those things where, we can rest assured, though, because the FBI is now involved in the process. So they're getting involved in the investigation. So we can rest assured now that they won't come in and change any of the narrative, the story. Nothing will change. They'll come in and let us know, put us all at ease that, don't worry, nothing to see here. Biden didn't do anything wrong. I'm sure that's what will happen. Because, they're good at that. That's what they do. They can assure us that, don't worry. Your president is fine. He's not corrupt at all. Because he's not Trump. So that's the reason he's not corrupt, because he's not Trump. So the media is jumping all over themselves trying to figure out the differences between the two issues and why one is okay. In fact, Biden is the good guy here, but Trump is the bad guy. And they're using the term obstruction. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a physician, I'm not any kind of epidemiologist or financial counselor, life coach. But I do listen to Robert Gervais he's a defense attorney out in Arizona. He's got a really good podcast. He does, I don't know how he has time finds time to be a lawyer, the kind of show he does. It's very good. He went through this whole thing. I didn't get to listen to the whole segment on his take on this whole thing. But the questions that are being asked or the statements that are being made are not relevant. They're trying to compare President Biden to President Trump. The problem is Biden was not president at this time, and these documents had more to do with his interaction personally with making deals with Ukraine and Iran, unlike Trump's personal letters to the North Korean leader. There were no nuclear. They always bring up there were nuclear secrets. What kind of secrets exactly? Pertaining to what? Nuclear codes? Nuclear strategy? Just nuclear secrets. They like to bring that up. By the way, it was never determined there were any nuclear secrets. They just put that out there to make it sound like it was a terrible thing. Because they made it sounds like a big thing, big deal. It's kind of like the cyclone, bomb, hurricane winds that came through. They have to add these names on now. When a normal storm used to be just a tropical storm or a hurricane, now it's a cyclone, jet stream bomb coming through. They have to add something explosive. They have to add more descriptors to it to make it sound more exciting so that the news people can, so the weatherman can be more popular. Because after all, weather's getting worse, so we have to call it something worse. Actually, if we just call it something worse, then it'll be worse. That's just the way it works. Oops, sorry, I bumped the microphone there for you. Little cyclone coffee cup there just hit the microphone. By the way, my backup cup this morning is sweet tea. And it's in a Culver's cup. I actually went to Culver's last night for supper, and I was tired enough. I just didn't feel like going out anywhere. I just went through the drive-thru, got me some supper, came to the hotel and ate it. That was my supper. Didn't spend a lot of time out milling around. Kind of just relaxed. Had a long day. Today's going to be an even longer day. So that's what's going on right now with the whole thing. Now, this morning, I wake up and find out. It was about, now it's 5 o'clock Central Time, it was about 6 o'clock Eastern Time. About the time this stuff started all happening, I guess the FAA, something happened with, there's a system, I think it's the NOTAM system actually is what it is. I'm not sure, they didn't say specifically on the news, the news report that I heard didn't say specifically what it was. There's a system called NOTAMs, which is Notices to Airmen. And it sounds like that system wasn't working, at least that's what I gleaned from one of the reports I saw and some things that I read. So at this point, I'm not exactly sure, but it created a national ground stop. We actually all airlines were ground. I don't think that personal aircraft had to be stopped. Technically, I think they probably should have stopped, but they are not regulated within airspace as long as they stay VFR and they can do other things. I think that they can actually fly. Or once you're in the air, you can file IFR. It's kind of a complicated system, but it sounds like that's all taken care of now. They're back in the air again, but that causes delays and cancellations, and of course now everybody's stuck, and then the timing on the whole day is screwed up. They have these things on some airlines called star flights, which means if the first flight goes out on time in the morning, that means everything else during the day usually runs much better. So they try to get these certain flights out in the morning because of I think every flight should be a star flight. They should try to get every flight out on time. That's why not? If you're going to have extra people there and make the extra effort to make this flight go out on time, why don't you do that with all the flights? Make a little extra effort. Pay somebody else to help you if you need help. By the way, passengers don't care if you leave the gate on time. They care a lot more about whether you arrive at the gate on time. But the airlines don't care about that. It's all about them. Hey, you should be proud of us. We left the gate on time. Oh, that's great. Great, good for you. I missed my connection because you were late. Because you taxied too slow and you messed around and farted around and whatever happened between, the gate and the other gate, ended up 20 minutes late. That's they don't care about that. Well, that's not our problem because, that was weather or traffic or what. So, okay, whatever. Yeah, then you should have planned more time for that flight. Should have done. I digress. I don't run an airline. It's all amazing to me that they can even get bags and people and planes and crew and everything else all timed with multiple flights a day and all the maintenance that it's involved. Everything else that's involved in that whole process just amazes me. Everything that has to happen. It's a big puzzle, and I don't know. I hope somebody's got it figured out again. But apparently somebody thinks they got it figured out until it doesn't, until they don't, until it all starts falling apart. So that's what's been going on at this point this morning. Some other interesting things about this whole Biden thing now is the right-wing media, of course, is all over it. And they're trying to get, the hammer down kind of on now what's happening with the House is they're coming back out and they're trying to get some semblance of order here. Apparently, Jim Jordan has been given the keys to do some serious investigations. Now, I still don't have a whole lot of faith in this. Even though Jim Jordan is the one doing it, I'm pretty sure that's the best part of it. With regard to whether or not there will be some real investigative things happening, the question is whether or not anything will go on to persecution or prosecution or any kind of justice involved. We have a Justice Department right now that, in my opinion, is one-sided. They will not go after anybody. Personally, I think that there's a lot, things will go a lot deeper with this whole Biden escapade. If they really start tapping into some things and going back into some things and looking at the whole, even the January 6th commission and everything that was going on there, things that were happening behind the scenes and the way they were operating, the real investigation needs to be into Nancy Pelosi and what she did. Now, I think one of the reasons she retired is because she knows there's going to be a commission and they're going to come after her. And I think it's just a matter of time, hopefully, before they start exposing some of the communications that were going on behind the scenes with regard, and they've already found emails. They found some emails that apparently incriminate her. And it makes it look like she basically told the National Guard and everything else to stand down. They needed this event to happen to make Trump look bad. This was all part of a plan. They didn't know exactly how it was going to work out. The whole reason why Nancy had her daughter filming a, quote, documentary about her on January 6th was so that she could, you know, if you've got video footage of what was going on with the speaker at the time, you can sell that footage to someone else. She was, where's the documentary at? Has she made the documentary? Has she completed any documentary? Be interesting to see a documentary from Nancy Pelosi's daughter, the documentary producer there that she is, that we've been told she is. It's a very famous documentarian. Yeah, I don't know if anything she's done. In fact, I don't think she even put one out on this. And here we have this great big event that was as big as Pearl Harbor and 9/11. You know, a few things stand out in our nation's history. Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 9/11, and January 6th. That was what we were told by the vice president, the sitting vice president, who told us that those three things were right up there. Everybody remembers where they were on January 6th. Except for Joe Biden. He doesn't remember anything about where he was today, but he said it was in July, by the way. He was doing a speech, and he actually said, well, these guys are back in July. Now, here's another thing that happened. I haven't talked about this very much, but this is, in my opinion, this is as despicable and disgusting as anything on the planet. They get up and they make this speech about January 6th. And I believe it was actually, it might have been Joaquin Jeffries, who's the, you know, the minority speaker. I can't remember if it was him or somebody else. I can't remember who said this. 5 Capitol Police have died since the January 6th. We want to honor their lives for protecting us that day. The way he says it, I didn't say it exactly the way he said it. The way he said it made it sound like 5 people died that day. 5 officers died that day. Joe Biden offered medals to the families. His little speech. I'm pretty sure it might have been Joe Biden that said it, actually. And of course, he always says, that's the truth. Whenever he starts repeating himself and trying to point something out, you know he's telling a lie. You know he's making stuff up at that point. No joke. Nobody was laughing, Joe. He always says, no joke. Nobody's laughing. Nobody thought it was a joke. He'll come out and say, well, you know, the sky's blue. No joke. Okay, we didn't think it was a joke. I didn't realize you were doing stand-up here. We had to distinguish between you doing stand-up and doing something else. We didn't realize that you were, you know, involved in that. Yeah. Very strange for him to say stuff like that. He's biding for time is what he's doing. He's trying to stall. Now, the White House press secretary, spokesperson, does this all the time. Karine. She says and ah and then there's and she goes on with us all this and she's looking down at her little notebook, and she's trying to read what she's supposed to say because everything she says is scripted, unless she kind of off the cuff makes a little comment here or there, which is very obvious because she'll actually her eyes will actually open up and look at people, and she'll say a little something, and her eyes go back down, and she bats them around, and she's looking down. And then she's as she's talking, she's stammering around, but she's still reading something off of a script. She can't even read a script. We know she's reading because she's not talking in a normal tone. She's not talking in normal intonation. She's reading a script. But she's trying to make it sound like she's saying something natural. But you can tell she's looking down with her eyes. Eyelids are twitching because she's trying to make it look like she's not actually looking down. And then in between times, she's not sure what she's reading, so she's umming and awing this kind of activity, this kind of response from a spokesperson. Now, I don't know if you remember back, McKinney. Yeah, whatever her name is. Joe Rogan said she was like a. She was like a samurai warrior, kind of. I mean, or ninja, whatever it was he called her. She was brutal. She would come out there and just slay people with the facts. Ari Fleischer was actually a very good spokesperson, very good communicator. A couple others that have happened throughout the years have been very good. Dana Perino was pretty good, House Secretary, White House Press Secretary or Press. I'm not sure if that's the secretary, if they're just the spokesperson. They're right up there with the secretary. Secretary tells them what to say. They were good at communicating. They were able to communicate in a way that was straightforward. They knew the answers. They knew what was in the book. They didn't have to pull the book out and read it. Now, McEnany did do that quite a bit. She actually did pull the book out and read things. She would, but she would pull the stuff up but she was reading facts and statements. A lot of times she was reading quotes a lot of times. Well, this is what you said. This is what they said. This is what, she'd pull that book out. She knew exactly where it was and what it was. It was tabbed where she knew she could find it. She could answer all these questions. Now, keep this in mind. They typically, the way Biden does questions is he knows who's going to be asking the questions, and he knows the questions they're going to ask, so he has the answers already go, and he still stumbles around on it. The reason we know this is because he looks down at his paper and says, okay, so-and-so from the Korean Journal, or whatever it is. He'll look down and call on people. Not looking at he doesn't know who the person is, he's just looking down and saying, okay, I'm supposed to call on this person now. And that person will start to ask their question, and he looks down and reads their answer. Real serendipitous of him to do that. Anyway, and then they got the nerve to say that something else is a clown show. Folks, this is, like I've said, the political theater is pretty much off the charts with regard to the way they do things. Now, having said all of that, we do have some hope here with the current Congress. We're going to see what happens. If there is some accountability, we may be in for to see some actual justice take place. I don't know. I think that they're realizing that they have to set up some of these councils, and some of these investigations have got to last long enough that they can get Merrick Garland out of the DOJ. Get him out of the AG position. And they may eventually be able to impeach him on some things. He has committed some impeachable offenses. There's no question about that. Whether or not they want to go down that road or not, whether they find it politically expedient, I don't know. I think it would be. I would think they should do it. I personally think that they should just do it. But who am I to make decisions for them? So I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to keep the show fairly short this morning. I do have a few things I need to do this morning before I head off to the office. So I will be doing a show tomorrow morning. The plan is to do one a little bit earlier because actually I'm going to be heading home tomorrow evening. I should be home tomorrow evening. And then I'll be home for a few days. I actually will have quite a number of days off. I'll be doing one particular trip that I think ends up in, might end up someplace in Kentucky. I think I'm ending up in Kentucky next week sometime, just for one night. And then I'm back home. So it's just kind of a quick out and back, get the job done, and then be home. So in the meantime, I will once again try to keep you apprised of all the information that's going on in the world. And so you don't have to go out and scour the interwebs. I can just tell you what's going on, you know, what they're saying, what the internets are saying about the world in which we live. So once again, folks, pray for the nation, pray for each other, pray for our leaders in our nation and our churches especially, and those who would seek to hold us to a higher standard. We just want to be able to do that, and not some kind of phony higher standard, but an actual higher standard. Because we know who the standard is, and we can live a disciplined life by grace. So we shall do that. Folks, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Take care. God bless.